Chris Bright owns Best Orlando Property Management that oversees some 300 properties, from high-end rental homes to starter apartments in the area. Bright says many of his tenants continue to rely on Orlando and Orange County's emergency rental relief programs 2 years into the pandemic.
So I would say probably 25 plus. I don't know the exact number because, you know, we get a lot of requests to do it, and then we just kind of go in and log in and do the application.
Orange County manager Diane Arnold says the county has temporarily opened its program up to Orlando residents because of the sustained need for rental assistance. The city of Orlando has already exhausted the $8.6 million it received from the federal government to help with back rent and won't receive more funds until January. The county has spent around 44% of the funds it received.
We're working with the clerk of courts, and we're trying to follow evictions that are filed and trying to intervene at the beginning.
United Way's Ray Larson says this stopgap measure is crucial as evictions have long-term consequences on the whole community, not just the families who are directly affected.
If there's children, it impacts where they're going to school. We know that it impacts their ability to get the next place that they can rent because it impacts, you know, their credit record and those kind of things.
Residents must make 80% or less of the median average income in the area and provide proof of COVID hardship in order to qualify for help. Danielle Pryor, WMFE News.